Yeah, there's no nickname for it, you know.
And the ceremony at the cemetery or at the funeral home, is the what?
Well, a ceremony, that's just like you belong to an organization of some kind.
I'm thinking about after someone's died.
Yes.
What's the ceremony they hold? The preacher preaches his...
Yes, me preach the funeral. Yeah, preach the funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, they're in what?
Well, mourning.
And suppose, you know, sometimes you'll hear someone will die, and then the family is really just extremely grief-stricken.
Yeah, that's right.
And they cry, you know, for a long time. You say the family's really...
In mourning. Yeah, I'm still in mourning. You know, they let them know that. They may have some kind of sign a long time. Let them know that it is in mourning. They're not forgotten. You know, they're not forgotten.
All right, do you ever hear the term taking on?
Yes.
And what does that mean? What does that refer to?
Well...
I hear it sometimes. The people, the women were really taking on.
Take on.
Now, what does that mean?
Over the dead people. That's crying over them and hollering over them and screaming over the dead folk. Taking on. That's what you're talking about there.
Is that... Yeah. During the funeral, or?
Well, sometime before the funeral come off.
Before the funeral?
Yeah, sometime. Then in time of the funeral, it be like that. We say people sure they take on. But then, you know, that's what you're talking about.
If somebody asks you, just on an ordinary day, how are you feeling today? Yeah. You'd say what?
Well, I feel pretty fair. Some point. I use that word myself. I feel fair. Well, what you call fair. Well, I feel pretty good. I don't feel bad. I feel... about as usual I feel, you know. I feel fair. And some say I feel pretty good. Some I feel very well and all like that.
All right.
You got to have something to say, you know.
Yeah, you do, don't you? Do you ever hear something like fair to middling?
Yeah, that's right.
Have you ever heard, used that?
No, I never used it. Never did, no.
If the children are out late, and your wife's getting a little upset, you might say to her, now they'll get home all right, just don't worry,
and I kind of be quiet, they'll be in there for a while.
But
you hoping yourself, there ain't nothing happening to them, that's right.
You're comforting, but
that's right, but you just trying to cheer her up or something like this, don't you?
Right. A disease that you get in your joints is?
In joints, we call that fever or something like that. Nowadays we call it rheumatism or arthritis or something like that.
Are rheumatism and arthritis the same
thing? Yes, that's about the same thing.
Children used to have a disease that in their throat, where their throat got all full of blisters.
Yes.
It was called
diphtheria. That's something bad too. That's rough. We had a child that had diphtheria.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And then doctor gave him a shot though. Cured him of it.
Is that right?
Cured him of it. He was getting that shot that evening and said, now if he's living, by morning you come back and report it. Next morning he was living. I went back and reported it. He said, well, he wrote it down, put it down. He said, well, that's another case. We didn't stop.
Is that right? This must have been a long time ago.
Yes, it was.
Back when they were trying out cures for it.
Yes, and that was 1929.
Oh, that was when they were still fighting and trying to find something.
That's right.
I see. There's also a disease where your skin and or your eyeballs or something turns yellow.
Yes, man, yellow jaundice.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you have a pain down your right side, you might have what?
A penix, something like that.
All right. Did they ever used to call that cramp colic?
Yeah, some cramp colic or something like that. You'd rather to be cramp colic because you wouldn't want it to be appendix. If it's appendix, you had to be operated.
Yeah, then cramp colic is not the same thing as the...
No, ma'am. No.
If a man eats something didn't agree with him, and it just wouldn't stay down, you said he had to, what?
And while he had a colic or indigestion.
Yeah, but if he had to, you know, if it wouldn't stay in
his... he vomited.
Yeah,
he vomited.